Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Muzener means the Muses in Armenian. It's also the name of a Boston-based band that combines traditional Armenian folk melodies with Western jazz. The result is something that bridges West and East, that's both familiar and exotic, delicate and powerfully high energy.
We spoke to Muzener earlier this year to celebrate the release of their new CD, Once Upon a Time.
I was playing a lot of classical music and composing classical music, but I always had a love for folk music, especially Armenian folk music, which is my background.
Ara Sarkissian is the inspiration behind Muzener. He's an Armenian-born, classically trained pianist. He started the band 5 years ago with a collection of musicians from Boston, jazz, drum, and bass players, as well as a couple of guys who play traditional Armenian folk instruments, like the zurna, which sounds a bit like a bagpipe. Sarkissian says he wants the band to represent a true fusion of musical influences.
Quite often when projects like this are done, either the jazz language colors the folk music or the folk music colors the jazz. I tried from the beginning to avoid that and have a sort of symbiosis of the two, where the two are organically intertwined and one is not less or more important than the other. And the key, it turned out, was my background in classical composition, to accurately, concisely, and specifically write for each instrument, essentially tell people what to do rather than saying, hey, you're a jazz man, go do whatever you do. And that's what turned out to be the key, to have the two speak with each other in an organic manner. This piece is called A Ride Through the Mountains. It's the first piece on our upcoming CD. So I kind of conceive the piece as the bass begins, then the drums come in, and one by one the instruments come in. Eventually different vistas open. So I kind of imagine driving on a highway around a mountain, and each time you go around the bend, you see something else. So you see a zurna playing. Perhaps we imagine that it's a wedding, it's a happy song. Then we go around the bend, it's back to the horn section. Perhaps we turn the radio on. And around the other bend is the duduk playing a beautiful melody. And I imagine the mountains of Western Armenia, where my grandmother grew up. So it's sort of my imaginary trip through the mountains and what it would be like if I rented a car, drove through, and heard the music of 100 or so years ago.
I'm intrigued how visual your description was. Do you often compose visually like that?
I do, yes. I find it important to always have the music I'm writing connect to something inside rather than writing something that might show a technical proficiency or saying, this is the kind of music that's going around, let me arrange this way. For me, it's much more important to have the music relate to either a memory or a feeling that I have.
Tell me something about your background. I know you're Armenian. Where did you grow up?
Yes.
And what were the first musical traditions that you were exposed to that inspired you?
Well, I was born in Cyprus. I grew up in Beirut in the 70s and 80s. And there was a music school near my house. So I went and took piano lessons. I think I was 5 or 6. And I heard a lot of Armenian music through my extended family and circles. There's quite a large Armenian diaspora in Beirut. And so we had our own schools, our own functions, our own concerts. So that was, and my grandmother sang a lot of folk songs from her village. I heard her sing and other elders singing old traditional music. And it always stuck with me. And I knew it would always be part of my musical language. This piece is called Once Upon a Time. It's also the title of the CD. This was, again, a retelling of a story. And in comes this Armenian folk melody where the poet is speaking to a little bird and the bird's wing is broken. So the author says, "Don't worry, the winter will pass. Your wing will feel better and you'll be able to fly again." And I imagine it as the transformation, as us talking to this pigeon, perhaps helping the bird take flight again.
It's such a great sound. It really is.
Thank you. I'm glad we're succeeding at what we set out to do.
It's such an interesting fusion, and I'm wondering if the folks who come out to hear you, are they jazz enthusiasts, folk enthusiasts, world music enthusiasts, or who are they?
Yes, it seems like it's a balance of all. We have a lot of Armenian folk who seem to come out and enjoy it. A lot of jazz fans come out to me and say, "This is the kind of jazz that we actually can sit through for more than an hour." I get that a lot. And world music fans also seem to congregate at our concerts. And their comment is that the authenticity of the folk instrument coupled with the authenticity of the jazz is what they really enjoy, because in the end, it becomes true world music. It's not just limited to the folk tradition, nor is it just jazz. All three of these segments seem to like the way in which we've combined the two to produce something something new.
That's Ara Sarkissian, the inspiration behind Muzener. Their new CD is called Once Upon a Time.
Coming up, more music from 2012 as we hear from Boston rocker Mika Pauly. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.